I shall ring for Mrs. Ogg to bring us another one. Yes, indeed, said Salzella, and perhaps you would care to do it soon? I am also feeling very accident-prone. Basilica, still chewing, lifted his interpreter's head off the table and carefully tipped the man's unfinished pudding into his own plate. In fact, said Salzella, I think I shall just have a brisk, have a nice cold. If you would excuse me a minute. He pushed back his chair and fled the room in a kind of crouching gait. Mr. Bucket glistened. I'll just be back quite shortly, he said, and scurried away. There was silence, broken only by the scrape of Signor Basilica's spoon and a sizzling noise from the interpreter. Then the tenor belched baritone.
Whoops! Pardon, Michaelachian, he said. Oh, damn!
He appeared to notice the depleted table for the first time. He shrugged and smiled hopefully at Granny.
Is there a cheese board, do you think? He said.
The door flew open and Nanny Ogg burst in, holding a bucket of water in both hands.
All right, that's... she began and then stopped.
Granny dabbed primly at the corners of her mouth with her napkin.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Ogg, she said.
Nanny looked at the empty dish in front of Basilica.
Or perhaps some fruit, said the tenor. A few nuts.
How much has he had? She whispered.
Best part of half, said Granny, but I don't reckon it's having any effect on account of not touching the sides.
Nanny turned her attention to Granny's plate.
How about you? She said.
Two helpings, said Granny, with extra sauce. Githa Og, may you be forgiven.
Nanny looked at her with something like admiration in her eyes.
You ain't even sweating, she said.
Granny picked up her water glass and held it at arm's length. After a few seconds, the water began to boil.
All right, you're getting really good, I've got to admit it, said Nanny. I reckon I should have to get up real early to put one over on you.
I reckon you should never go to sleep, said Granny.
Sorry, Esme.
Signor Basilica, at a loss to follow the conversation, realised with reluctance that the meal was probably over.
Absolutely superb, he said. I just love that pudding, Mrs. Ogg.
I should just jolly well expect you did, Henry Slug, said Nanny.
Henry carefully removed a clean handkerchief from his pocket, put it over his face, and leaned back in his chair. The first snore occurred a few seconds later.
He's easy to have around, isn't he? Said Nanny. Eat, sleep, and sing. You certainly know where you are with him. I've found Gribor, by the way. He's still following Walter Plinge around.
Her expression became a little defiant.
Say what you like. Young Walter's all right by me if Gribor likes him.
Granny sighed.
Githa, Gribor would like Norris the eyeball-eating maniac of Quirm if he knew how to put food in a bowl.
And now she was lost. She'd done her best not to be. As Agnes had walked through each dank room, she'd thoughtfully taken note of details. She'd carefully remembered right and left turns. And yet she was lost. Here and there were steps down to lower cellars, but the water level was so high that it was lapping at the first step, and it stank. The candle burned with a greenish-blue edge to the flame. Somewhere, said Perdita, there was the secret room. If there wasn't a huge and glittering secret cavern, what on earth was life for? There had to be a secret room, a room full of giant candles and enormous stalagmites. But it certainly isn't here, said Agnes. She felt a complete idiot. She'd gone through the mirror looking for... well, she wasn't quite prepared to admit what she might have been looking for, but whatever it was, it certainly wasn't this. She'd have to shout for help. Of course, someone might hear... but that was always a risk when you shouted for help. She coughed.
Hello?
The water gurgled.
Help? Is there anyone there?
A rat ran over her foot. Oh, yes, she thought bitterly, with Perdita's part of her brain. If Christine had come down here, there probably would have been some great glistening cave and delicious danger. The world saved up rats and smelly cellars for Agnes because she had such a wonderful personality.
Anyone?
More rats scuttled across the floor. There was a faint squeaking from the side passages. Hello? She was lost in some cellars, with the candle getting shorter by the second. The air was foul, the flagstones were slippery. No one knew where she was. She could die down here. She could be...